Blog Talk Radio.
Store, spirit store, whatever you call it, in your area.
And all this is being done for what, brothers and sisters? To celebrate a new year, quote unquote. Now, let me ask you this, Recruiter Iran. Is it the kissing of a stranger that's exciting? You know, maybe it's the big pot of black eyed peas. You know, maybe you just want to get you eat on, huh? Make sure you use turkey necks, turkey tails, turkey butts, no pork, no hog maws, and the black eyed peas or the collard greens. Keep it lawful. Maybe it's the resolutions or promises that we make to improve ourselves that we never keep. You heard about them New Year's resolutions, right?
Yeah.
Or maybe it's just plain vanity. You know what I'm saying? And so I want to pose a question to all the listeners listening to this broadcast. Tomorrow night at midnight, what's new about the year? What's going to be new about it? And did you know that the new year is actually in the springtime during Jesus Christ's birthday? Now, I know I'm throwing a lot of you off because you're like, well, brother, Jesus Christ's birthday was December 25th. No, it wasn't. Jesus Christ was born in the springtime. During the Passover, when everything is new. But you've been duped, you've been hoodwinked, you've been bamboozled to think that the middle of the winter is the new year and that December 25th is Jesus' birthday. You better do your research, brothers and sisters. You better do your research. And we're going to get into this. Hopefully we don't run out of time. And let's use some common sense, brothers and sisters. How can you have a, quote, New Year, quote, in the dead of winter? On January the 1st, 2018, will anything become new? Will anything? It will still be cold outside. Matter of fact, Recruit Iran, in New York City, tomorrow night at midnight, it is supposed to be 0 degrees outside.
Oh, smash.
And they're still expecting 1 million people to be out there.
That's crazy.
They said it's going to be so cold, they're going to have warming stations for the police out there. They're securing the area. This is ridiculous.
Madness, yo.
Listen, can't they see that the Lord is shutting this thing down?
Right.
It's obvious to me. It's supposed to be like, man, listen, what you doing tomorrow night? Man, it's too cold. I'm going to chill in the house.
Yeah.
You're going to risk your life. You're going to risk your limbs of being frostbitten to celebrate a pagan holiday. When does it stop, brothers and sisters? When does the madness stop? Once again, what's going to be new on January 1st, 2018? The bears will still be in the animals. The bears and the animals will still be in hibernation. No flowers are going to be blossoming and bloom. No trees. And number 45, a.k.a. DT, a.k.a. The Apprentice, is still going to be your president. But once again, Recruit Iran, there will be about 1 million New Yorkers standing outside in 0 degrees waiting for a giant ball to fall out the sky. And just to say the words, Happy New Year. Now, Recruit Iran, will I acknowledge the year 2018? Yeah? Will I write down when I do my dates? Am I gonna be stubborn and put down 1/1/2017? No. All right, 1-1-2018. But once again, what's going to be new about anything? That's my question. What's going to be new about anything? Listen, even nature tells us when the new year begins. And that, brothers and sisters, is the springtime when everything is, quote, new, quote. The animals come out of hibernation. The flowers blossom. The weather is nice. Why is it so hard to figure out? Why is it so hard?
I don't know. There's no common sense out there.
Maybe it's because we love to follow the traditions of men. Maybe.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Since 153 BC, the Greco-Roman, known as, these are the Caucasian Edomites, the Greco-Romans, they have been celebrating New Year's on January the 1st with the same vain and lewd acts, reveling, lasciviousness, you know what I'm saying? Lewd sex acts, uncontrolled partying. You know what I'm saying? The same thing is practiced today here in America on that day. And we do know, maybe you don't know, that America is just an extension of the Roman Empire. Ever since the time of Moses, the new year has always been during the month of Abib, A-B-I-B, do your research. The month of Abib falls between late March and early April. Just so happened the Lord's Passover is when? Late March, early April. Just so happened Jesus Christ's true birthday is during the Passover. We celebrate his birthday at the Passover. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Again, which is also in the month of Abib, A-B-I-B. Now, the word Abib, as pronounced by the Israelis and the Jewish people, they pronounce it Aviv, A-V-I-V. And guess what the word Aviv or Abib means, Rukhu Aaron?
First?
It means spring.
Hmm.
Check that out. So you may be wondering why it was changed. When did it change? Why would somebody change that? Let's get scripture. Let's get into the King James Version Bible. Book of Daniel, chapter 7, verse 25, please.
And he shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and think to change times and laws. And they shall be given into his hand until a time and times and the dividing of time.
Now again, it says, and think to change times and laws. It says also that they was going to speak great words against the Most High and wear out the saints of the Most High. Who's speaking great words against God, against Jesus Christ, against the angels, saying that they weren't black, that they was Caucasian? Making movies about God, George Burns and all that, blaspheming against God all the time, saying there was war in heaven. Michael fell from heaven and all this stuff. Who constantly doing that? They are. Who's wearing out the saints of the Most High? The so-called Negroes, Hispanics, North and South American Indians. Who's wearing them out? Putting drugs in our communities. Slavery.
Mm-hmm.
racial profiling, the killing of our young black men and women. Here it is, Eric Gardner choked the man out, killed him. His daughter was stressed out and just had a heart attack and died at the age of 27.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? Wearing us out. But who they put up, what picture do they put up as the face of crime on your local news? A black man, a black man, a black man. He was black. He was black. A black man. Gang violence. And for those of you who have not watched the movie by the dude, I think his name is Miller. He does a lot of the documentary movies. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, sir.
Oh man, I know somebody yelling it out at the radio station right now. Hold on. I can't hear y'all. But thank you. I want to say the name of his documentary was Finding Out Columbine or something like that.
Oh. The guy that did like The Truth Behind 9/11 or something like that?
Right, right, right.
Hmm.
Wasn't that the name that is on? Yeah, bowling for Columbine. Oh, somebody texting me now. thank you, listeners. Thank you, bowling for Columbine. Thank you, Sister Mayaka Dye, Portland, Oregon. Bowling for Columbine. In that documentary by Michael Moore. They go into how they profile and promote black men as evil. It's systematically done, and how they embed in your mind that, you know, criminal equals black man. Very, very, and it came out in 2002. If you haven't watched it, you want to watch that, because and they don't just talk; they show you clips from the news. Well, you'd be like, oh snap! So definitely, if you get a chance, watch that documentary. But back to the subject here. So again. It says, and they think to change times and laws. So my question is, who is changing laws almost every year? Who's doing that? I mean, you got Donald Trump trying to change every law Barack Obama put in place. Who's adding days to the months, taking away days from the year, adding days to the year? Who's doing that? What is it, every 4 years, it's 29 days in February?
No, that's crazy.
So what if you was born on February 29th? You got a birthday every 4 years? That's crazy. Then you got leap years, and you got daylight savings time, and it's just madness. You know who, brothers and sisters, the natural-born enemy of God and the Israelites. If you are unfamiliar with the enemy of God and the Israelites, here are some AKAs for them. They go by Esau, Edomites, Caucasoids, Caucasians, KKK, Neo-Nazis. Jewish. Need I say more? Now let me state my disclaimer. Got to give my disclaimer. We, the Israelite Church of God in Jesus Christ, and I say we, the Israelite Church of God in Jesus Christ. Again, we are not black Israelites. We're not black Hebrew Israelites. That's the trash that was thrown out of our organization. Those guys that got the big beards with the chicken crumbs in it and with the rags on, with the little flimsy fringes to be out there yelling and cussing people out and fighting people and punching women. That's not us. Those are black Israelites. Black Hebrew Israelites. We are not affiliated with them niggas. Them niggas used to be down. Man. They used to be a part of our nation. They was thrown out. I know every last one of them. I've been in the nation long enough to know that they was with us and they no longer with us because they antichrist. So again, we, the Israelite Church of God Jesus Christ, we do not hate anybody. See, I need to stop that. Southern Poverty Law, and any members of the Southern Poverty Law that's listening to this broadcast, please take us out of your mouth. Okay? Stop writing us in your articles. Go ahead and write about the Great Millstone. Go ahead and write about Yohanan and all his niggerism and all them other guys. Don't put us in there, okay? We do not hate anybody. We are loving people, and we only want and desire what God and Jesus Christ want. And that's for the wicked to hand the earth back over to the righteous. And guess what? We'll take it from there. We'll take it from there. And everything will be all right. The Sabbath will be once again magnified and respected. You won't hear children talking about Christmas no more. They'll be talking about Hanukkah. You understand? You ain't got to worry about your boss letting you get off work to keep the Passover. None of that. Everything will be right again. So again, brothers and sisters, why shouldn't we observe so-called New Year's Eve or New Year's Day? Because they are not God-ordained feast days or holy convocations. Let's get the book of Amos, chapter 5, verse 21, please. And the King James Holy Bible.
I despise your feast days, and I will not smell in your solemn assemblies.
The reason why God hates and despises your feast days, because he has his own feast days. Not only does he have his own feast days, but he wants us to follow those feast days. And where can these feast days be found? They can be found in Leviticus chapter 23, Esther chapter 9, the rest of Esther chapter 10, 1 Maccabees chapter 4, really 1 Maccabees chapter 1, 2, 3, 4. You understand that? This is where these days can be found. You understand that? And let me ask another question to the listeners. Did any of you celebrate the feast days of God? Did any of you celebrate the Feast of Unleavened Bread, which is the Lord's Passover? Did any of you celebrate the Feast of First Fruits, which is the Pentecost? Not talking about going to the Pentecostal church. I'm talking about actual celebrating of the Pentecost, the 50 days. Did any of you celebrate the memorial blowing of trumpets? Did you blow your shofar? Did you blow your ram's horn? Did any of you celebrate the Feast of Tabernacles? Did any of you celebrate the 8 days of Hanukkah this month? But 8 days, giving of gifts, joy, laughter, partying, celebration. I'm waiting for the testimonies. And guess what, brothers and sisters? What would Jesus do? What would Jesus do? Let's get the book of St. John, chapter 10, verse 22 and 23 in the Holy Bible.
And it was at Jerusalem, the feast of the dedication, and it was winter. Verse 23, and Jesus walked.
You see that, brothers and sisters? What would Jesus do? He would be celebrating the Feast of Dedication, which is the Feast of Lights, which is Hanukkah. The word Hanukkah means dedication. Again, we do what Jesus does. Jesus was in the temple during the Feast of Dedication. Recruit Aaron, where was you at during the Feast of Dedication?
With the church.
Again, we do what Jesus does. That's a true Christian. A true Christian does what Jesus does. A true Christian does what Jesus says without excuses. Without excuses. Members of the Israelite Church of God in Jesus Christ celebrated these feast days of God. And guess what? We want you to join us. And we hope one day that you and your family will decide to join us so that we can truly be one family in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Thank you for tuning in to The Truth and PDX right here on blogtalkradio.com. Until next Saturday, God bless, good night, and shalom.